I'm just speaking to Scott Rossi from Occupy San Francisco, who was there as police evicted the camp this morning. Scott, what's the scene like there now?
Right now, there's still about 100 riot police assembled. They've lowered their riot shields. They're not in full-on combat mode, or if you will, but they're definitely still on site maintaining a perimeter while the park gets cleared. They're steam cleaning it, and there's about 75 people protesting back at the police. They're the people that remained that didn't go to one of our safe camps.
And you were just around the corner when you got word that the camp was going to be evicted. And can you describe what you then rushed to the camp? Can you describe what you saw?
Yes, I was about four blocks away, and I got a that said the camp was there was police coming towards the camp. By the time I had gotten there, it was entirely surrounded. I was not able to approach the camp, and filtering through police lines with what few things they managed to grab. And they weren't letting anyone close, no matter what your errand was. There was things that I wanted to try to evacuate to save historical information and whatnot, and I was not allowed to.
And you could see police clearing, obviously, tents and other items out of the camp. What were they doing with those items?
I saw, among other things, I saw our library being tossed into the back of a dump truck, or garbage truck, rather. Mm-hmm. And our kids' space, which was served as a little sort of day school. Everything was just tossed into the back of a garbage truck. And then also an American flag, and plenty of personal belongings, full bikes, tents, everything was just tossed in, and then they compressed it.
And you were saying, we were talking just before this, and you said that you were asking police whether you could go in and bring personal possessions out, and what was their response to that?
Yes, I tried. I was trying to evacuate the books and things from the library, as we had poetry books and things that people from the camp had written in, essays and that. I was asked for permission to go in there and get them out because we're treating them as cultural and historical documents. And unfortunately, they denied me. So I had to speak to a sergeant or whoever was in charge, and they denied me. Two cops just kind of snickered at me, and then the rest just remained silent. So
just before San Francisco was evicted, there were about 100 tents, you were telling me earlier. And what was the reaction of people in general as police moved them out?
A lot of tears, because for most of the full-on campers, this is all they have left. And so there was a lot of crying, a lot of tears, a lot of anger from the actual full-time occupiers, we'll call them.
And what are the plans now? Obviously, it's early days, but is anything in the pipeline for a new camp or new kind of measures to get around this?
Actually, we've been planning for this. We knew it was coming. So we have what we call the pop-up occupation, which we currently have two of them in operation right now. As the main camp was being evicted, they were already up and flyering and passing out leaflets to people. And they're both break down and move within 5 minutes. And that's, like I said, that's called the pop-up occupations. Mm-hmm. We're also having a rally at 12 p.m. out in the Fed, and a full-on General Assembly at 6 p.m. If we can get back to Justin Herman Plaza where the camp was, it'll be there. Otherwise, it will be somewhere in the vicinity.